bit later on. But as usual, when we had this gentleman on, we had him on last season. He is the father of club baseball here in San Diego. He runs the San Diego Stars and has for many, many years. We welcome Lyle Gabriel to the World Baseball Network. Lyle, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bobby. Good morning.
Lyle, John and Bob here. Great to have you. Appreciate you joining us today. Hey, I know you got a ball game to get ready for today, so we appreciate the time. But, hey, why don't you give us an update on where you are today and what group of kids are going to be playing today?
Yeah, we're up here in Temecula this morning with a brand-new 8-year-old team getting ready to play in their very first tournament. We're excited.
Hey, Lyle, talk a little bit about, obviously, they started 8 years of age. How high do you go? And talk a little bit about your program and how you got this thing started way back when.
Well, back in 1988, I attended a coaches conference and was asked if I'd be interested in taking a group of 12-year-olds to Beijing, China. And I said, sure, why not? And I figured if we're going to do this thing, we're going to do it right. So I went around the county, recruited the top 12-year-olds I could find. We went to Beijing. We won their tournament. Came back and kept the boys together. And that spring, we started playing games up in Los Angeles. And that's kind of the beginning of the San Diego Stars, the very first travel team in San Diego back in 1988, 23 years ago. Since then, we've won 26 national tournaments. We've got 24 kids that have played professionally. And as you know, we start them at 8 years old here this morning, and we go all the way up through high school.
First year with the 8-year-olds, but you talk about a great run. I think you have 14 national championships in your group of kids. And even just looking in the last year, championships in four different age divisions. The 9-and-unders won the AAU World Series. The 10-and-unders was the state championship. 11-and-under Triple Crown for the World Series. The 12-and-under Hall of Fame Series champions. I mean, it seems like this year might have been one of your best years ever.
Yeah, we've had some good years. There's no question about that. Obviously, we're excited about this new 8U team. And our 10-year-old team's going back to Cooperstown, New York this year. Our 11-year-old team is going back to Florida, where they're going to defend their back-to-back national champions. It doesn't get any easier, that's for sure.
Hey, Lyle, talk a little bit about your background, as a young guy growing up and wanting to start a club team. What was your motivation?
Well, back in 1984, I was asked by a neighbor if I would coach his son's Little League team, and I had not the slightest idea what I was getting into, but I did it, and I had a good time doing it. And a couple years later, we went to Beijing, China, and the San Diego Stars began, and 23 years later, we're still doing her, and we're number one, top of the mountain, have been for a long time, but it's been a lot of fun.
Hey, Lyle, not only have you been instrumental in you're sort of the godfather of the travel ball here in San Diego, and really it's developed nationwide since then, but also even some of these tournaments. My understanding is that the Cooperstown tournament that you're going to next week is one that you helped build as well.
Oh, my. We've been going to Cooperstown, 10, 12 years now? Absolutely gorgeous tournament. They've got 98 teams a week. Every week of the summer, teams from all over the world come to upstate New York at Cooperstown there. I tell you what, travel baseball is absolutely exploding.
Hey, Lyle, tell us a little bit about the team that you're taking out to Cooperstown next week. Is it your 10-and-under ball club? And Sterling Hayes is on that team. Tell us a little bit about some of the kids over there.
Yeah, our 10-year-old team's a real strong team. Sterling Hayes plays third base for us. Hits in the five hole. Very, very powerful team. One of the top teams in the state. Obviously, the top 10U team in the county. We took the boys up to Los Angeles a couple weeks ago, played an 11-under tournament. Boys won the tournament. I think we're good to go.
We're visiting with Lyle Gabriel, founder of the San Diego Stars, been running it since 1988. Lyle, talk a little bit about how you're able to go around the country and be able to afford this. Do the players have to pay? How does it work? You have fundraisers?
Yeah, there's no question about it. Travel ball costs a little bit of money. Now, we don't charge anywhere near as much as most of the other clubs that charge a monthly fee. We charge a small fee in the fall, small fee in the spring, but we do not charge a monthly fee. And with all of our national exposure and the level in which these kids get to play, we certainly hope that it'll pay off with a college scholarship.
Hey, well, what should parents look for when they're trying to decide what travel team to be a part of? It seems like there's so many of these teams around now, and some of them are at different levels and have different emphasis. But, you know, how should a parent go about choosing which is the best match for their kid?
Boy, that's an excellent question. I recommend that you go around, you look at the other teams, you experience as many programs as you can, go out and participate with the teams, understanding that you're going to spend a lot of time, your child's going to spend a lot of time with whomever you do select. Obviously, you want to find a team with excellent coaching. You want to find a team with a really good parent group because you're going to be spending a lot of time with these people. But as you go around the county, just make sure that they understand that these are just 8, 9, 10-year-old little boys, and you need to put them into an environment that's healthy for their development because, you know, they're probably going to be playing other sports. They should be playing other sports. But just go around and spend some time with these organizations and make sure you find people that you're comfortable with and your child's going to be comfortable with.
Hey, Lyle, what would you estimate right now? How many travel teams are there in San Diego, you know, like the San Diego Stars? Just a group that has the different age brackets. How many clubs are there right now?
Oh, there really aren't all that many organizations that are kind of full service offering every year from 8 years old all the way through high school. I mean, there are tons and tons of teams where Dad wants his son to play shortstop, so he'll go out and print up some T-shirts and have a local team. But I would say organizations that have 8U through all the way up through high school, one or two, maybe three, I guess. Not a lot.
Hey, Lyle, you mentioned the involvement of the parents, and obviously that's hugely important. The parents are there supporting these kids. But, you know, hey, let's be honest. There's times where some of the parents get a little overzealous, and you've dealt with so many kids and so many groups of parents over the course of your career. Have you had some incidences where you've had to sit down and talk with some parents and sort of explain to them, you know, what's relevant in this kid's life at this point?
Unfortunately, yes. There have been occasions where, you know, we've had overzealous parents that just really don't get it, and they quite frankly just aren't going to fit the mold, and we'll sit them down and talk to them, but every so often they'll just go get in their car. I mean, this just isn't for them.
And they print a T-shirt and make their own team.
It doesn't happen a lot with us because of who we are. Obviously, when they come into the San Diego Stars, they know they're coming to the best team and one of the best teams in the country, so they realize that their child needs to learn how to function in an environment where he's surrounded by kids that are as good or better than he is. But sometimes the parents just don't accept that. You know, we tell them right up front, listen, you come on the San Diego Stars, you no longer have one child. You've got 11 or 12 children that you're concerned with, the team. Your son needs to learn how to deal with the team structure. And we're usually pretty good about that, but every 3 or 4 years we'll get one parent that just insists that his child needs to be treated differently than everyone else, and we thank him for his time and send him on his way and wish him good luck.
Lyle Gabriel, the San Diego Stars, our guest here on the World Baseball Network on XX 1090. Lyle, as far as dealing with parents, what's your recruiting pitch? If you see a good young ball player out there, you'd like him to play for the San Diego Stars, what's your recruiting pitch to parents?
Well, we talked to them about our resume and our coaching staff and our history, and we explained to them the national exposure their child's going to get. Obviously, at 8 and 9 years old, that's not the most critical factor. But if we can get them to come out to a practice, I've many times I've had the parents come up to me and tell me point blank that that's the best 2 hours of baseball their young man has ever experienced. So if we can get them out to a practice and witness what we do, we usually have pretty good success rate.
Hey, tell us a little bit about some of your coaches that have been with you for a while.
Well, let's see here. Coach Larry Riley is the second command. He's been with me about 12 years. Excellent baseball guy. Bob Ascara is our hitting instructor. I can say without reservation that he is by far the best in the county at teaching the swing mechanics to the younger baseball player. Sean Reese, our pitching coach, Sean's phenomenal. Been in the county a long, long time. A lot of high-level pitchers come out of San Diego, and they've got Sean Reese's footprints all over them. Danny Pamoran, Mission Bay High School, runs our high school prep program. And John Peabody, who played for me, went through Rancho Bernardo High School, Pittsburgh Pirate organization. He runs our pro scout teams.
A lot of guys with experience. And, you know, what is kind of the focus for the different age groups? I mean, it seems, I would imagine that there's certain things that, you know, hey, when the kid reaches this age, these are the sort of the topics we're trying to work on. And, you know, now you've got eight-year-olds. What are the different things that kids are working on at the different age groups?
Well, we have three different phases in the San Diego Stars. We've got the San Diego Stars Baseball Academy for the younger players, where they will learn the basic fundamentals, discipline, concentration, all of the techniques, the footwork, the swing mechanics, pitching mechanics. By the time they turn 12 and go to Coach Pamoran at the high school prep program, they're ready to move on. He develops them to be ready for high school, steps it up a notch, a little bit more intensive. One of our goals is we want our incoming freshmen to be so relaxed playing at the national level that most of them play varsity baseball at freshmen. And then John Peabody with the pro scout teams, his responsibility is to get our guys in front of as many pro scouts and college scouts as possible so that when it comes time to be drafted or get college scholarships, they're very well known.
Hey, Lyle, you mentioned this group of eight-year-olds going to be playing in their first tournament. I'm sure they're just excited about wearing that great San Diego Stars uniform today. You're out in Temecula. What do you tell this ball club before they take the field for the first time?
Have fun. Just have fun. I mean, really, what are you going to tell an eight-year-old? Just go out there, have fun. But I'll tell you what, this little eight-year-old team's got game. They play very, very well. See, normally we don't, when you come into the San Diego Stars, you don't play a game for about 5 to 6 weeks. You don't see live pitching for probably 3 or 4 weeks. So we drill and train and train, go through stations, a lot of different coaches. So by the time it gets to game time, about 5-6 weeks into this thing, they're ready to go. And these kids are going to have some fun today. And let me tell you, they can play.
Well, what do you guys do to sort of make sure that these kids don't get injured or burned out? You know, they're playing a lot of baseball during the regular seasons, and now you have the travel team. How do you monitor all that?
Well, number one, our pitchers only throw one inning. Because of who we are, obviously, we attract all the best kids in the county. So we usually have 6-7 pitchers. So we, if a kid comes to me and he says, "Coach, you know, I had to throw 3 innings Thursday in my Little League game," well, he's not going to pitch for me. We've got plenty of pitchers. We've got a lot of pitching depth, and so we don't worry about that. But we don't pitch them if they pitch during the week. But we do have most of the good kids from around the county, and with that comes a lot of really dedicated parents, so we monitor that pretty strongly, and all of our kids have fun and get out there, and by the time the World Series rolls around, we're always in pretty good shape.
Well, hey, we'll let you get to infield, outfield. Lyle, always a pleasure to have you on. Good luck in that tournament, and good luck the rest of the way, and go get that crown in Cooperstown.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Lyle, thanks for the time, man. Good luck.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right. Good stuff right there. That is good stuff.
Well, Lyle Gabriel has been around for such a long time working with these kids. And really, he's the godfather of these travel programs. And it's just amazing how much it's expanded over the years, where it's nationwide. There's so many of these teams going on. But as he mentioned, you have to be careful because there are so many teams. Some of these teams, quite frankly, are parents that they didn't feel like their kid was getting a chance to play enough shortstop or pitch as much as they want, or he's batting fifth instead of fourth, and they get their feelings hurt. And so they say, well, I'm going to go start my own club. And really, they're not qualified in any way to teach baseball. They're just a disgruntled parent who feels like his kids should get more time. And so I'm not saying that, hey, there's a very small portion that are out there, but I've seen some of them, and I've heard about them.
Well, there are no questions.
And it's unfortunate because then the kids don't really get the training that they should. And as, you know, we were talking about with Lyle right here, you've got to be careful with these young kids. These are young kids, young bodies, young arms, young minds, and they can get physically and mentally burned out, and you just have to be careful about that. Lyle's been at it a long time. He knows what he's doing, and his reputation speaks for itself. A lot of big leaguers have played under Lyle.
Well, I remember coaching for many years here in San Diego, and when I started my baseball school in 1990 in Sereno Valley, I remember we used to have some guys come in and take lessons from us that actually played for Lyle, and that was my first introduction to Lyle Gabriel. It was back in 1990, and he already had a solid reputation, and it only had that ball club going for a couple of years.
Yeah, well, Troy Gloss played for him. Carlos Quinton played underneath. Adrian Gonzalez spent time in the Stars baseball program, and I'll tell you what, I'm good friends with the Hayes family, and I'm asked about Sterling Hayes. He's on the 10-year-old team. They're going to be going to Cooperstown. What a great experience for these young kids. They get a chance to go to Cooperstown, play baseball out there for a week, hopefully get a chance to see the museum as well. And, you see kids like Sterling who they just love to play the game, and they're naturally talented, and you just wonder, is that a future big leaguer? You get a chance to see these kids at an early age.